Trumka spoke to a crowd of thousands of union workers and their supporters today at a rally outside the Capitol building in Madison. He called the right of employees to have a say in their working conditions a God-given American right. He had this message for Governor Scott Walker.
Governor Walker, you're asking too much. We won't give it to you, and you can't take it away from us.
The message from other local union leaders on the podium was more conciliatory than it's been over the past few days. The leader of the largest state employees union, Marty Beal, says his members are ready to help solve the budget crisis by making concessions on pension and health care benefits.
For us, public service is not about money. We have said all along that we're willing to sit down with the governor to address our budget challenges. We'll meet the governor halfway. We will not be denied our rights to collectively bargain.
But a supporter of Governor Walker says collective bargaining slows down the work of state government. Susan Slaber, a music teacher from Brookfield, stood inside the Capitol Rotunda today, surrounded by union protesters. She was holding a sign reading, "I stand with Governor Walker."
The state's business would be put at a standstill while this collective bargaining goes on. The state business needs to keep happening.
More people who support Governor Walker's plans to eliminate bargaining rights will bring their message to Madison tomorrow. A Tea Party group is planning a noon rally at the state capitol. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.